Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Small Book About a Big Problem. Meditations on Anger, Patience, and Peace by Edward T. Welch. Narrated by George W. Saris. Day 1. A Slow 50-Day Walk. Why anger, patience, and peace? Anger, of course, is in us all. To be human is to get angry. Look closely at any day, and we can usually find anger in either actions or attitudes. Just track those pesky inconveniences. Things spilled, things misplaced, traffic problems that seem devoted to making your life more difficult. And people, so many people, who are ill-mannered and unhelpful. After a little fuming, cursing, or accusing, most of these nuisances pass and we get on with what's next. Some are more worthy adversaries and disrupt the rest of the day or the rest of our life. Either way, anger is so common, almost ordinary. To be angry is to destroy. Yet ordinary does not mean innocent. In its commonness, we can overlook our anger's volatile and destructive disposition. Everyone has both been destroyed by someone's anger and done some destroying. We are sitting on a bomb, and when it goes off, bad things happen. A father yelled at his 10-year-old son when his son tried to help with some work around the house. "Get out! You're messing everything up." When the father looked up at his son, he could tell that his son had lost something. Security. A young child's enjoyment of his father. A piece of his soul. And the relationship would not be the same for a long time. There can be reconciliation, but anger leaves its mark. Anger is known to take a toll on our bodies. It is not healthy, which is one reason we hear so much about finding moments of peace in our disrupted lives. But it is those wounds we inevitably inflict on other people, especially those who are most precious to us, that are reason enough to spend 50 days with anger, peace, and patience. We could all benefit from increased skill at grappling with them. Why 50 days? We receive so much information, and we have so little time to reflect. As a result, we might be able to remember some facts, but not be affected by them. A week later, we won't even remember them. This is why there are 50 daily meditations. One a day will work better than skimming a long book for new information and then moving on to the next thing in your life. Our dilemma, of course, is not new. The reality is that it is hard to keep important matters in the forefront of our minds. Scripture indicates that the skills of reflection and meditation are essential to the wise and flourishing life. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. But like most skills, they don't come easily. They come as we give wisdom, anger's opposite, our full and enduring attention. My son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call insight.